kamu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku. Jangan berlaku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba tuh mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku. Yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku.
Today's Indonesian wonder, we will introduce you Soto Bongko. Sumedang, located in Regency of West Java province, is well known with its typical food called Tahu Sumedang. Tahu Sumedang or Sumedang tofu has small size without any ingredients, but it's very savory and delicious. Besides Tahu Sumedang, the Regency, which is located around 45 kilometers in the northeastern from Bandung, has various kinds of typical foods which should be tasted by tourists when they go to the city. One of them is called Soto Bongko. The name of Soto, Sroto, Sauto or Choto in Indonesia culinary is like soup which is made from meat, broth and vegetables. Different from other sotos, Soto Bongko contains of lontong in it. Lontong is the main dish made of compressed rice cake in the form of cylinder wrapped inside banana leaves. Bongko means big lump. Lontong for this soto is made in big size. Soto bongko is usually served with lontong, boiling sprouts, pieces of tahu sumedang, and fried onion. All the ingredients of soto were watered with hot thick curry dressing. To add the flavor, you add sweet soy sauce in the serving. As a complimentary, soto bongko is served with emping and condiment for spicy sensation. Emping is a type of Indonesian chips, a bite-sized stack of crackers made from linjo. To enjoy soto bongko, please come to Sumedang West Java. You will be easy to find this soto in some places in Sumedang. Usually, this soto is sold for breakfast or lunch. The price is relatively cheap, only around 50,000 rupiah until 25,000 rupiah for each portion. So that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Word of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote by General Sudirman. General Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero and the first commander of the National Army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader. Well, listener, that's today's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Do you know? There is Lingzhi Ruwengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingzhi Ruwengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ingwengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and beauty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran
Kelana Mas itself as a character of image of an arrogant man. His mission was firm, show strength, power, and intelligence was selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but he will live under the sky where there is another about us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit ada langit lagi.
Katmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kadang bisa aja
well,
ya.
Well, other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nishiji. The term is Nazak, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there has to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya. Ya, ini ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, go.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya, ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who wants to preserve this. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other math dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan math dance, we have to develop Palimanan math dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the math dance is not easy. Pani Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance, just like her friends. Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I would come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the math dance because I want to participate in a competition, so I joined the practice. As an heir and the next generation of the mask dance, Fanny also had a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Nah, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus, Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mask dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions. Describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connects people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mass dance can survive from technology blast that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mass dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Yeah.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOL listeners and viewers, Indonesia keeps producing bright generations who contribute to the development of the country, including in the field of education. Just like today's guest on VOI Talk, we have Waita Tiri, Indonesian writer and head of marketing SmartTech Indonesia, joining us on today's VOI Talk. Hello, good afternoon, Waita Tiri.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, thank you so much for joining us on VOI Talk. So we call you, can you call you Wai?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us on today's VOI Talk. And like I told you to our listeners and viewers, we are specifically talking about your passion and contribution in the field of education. In this case, through a book that you write, namely The Missing Colors, which is included in the curriculum of schools in the United States of America. So could you please share to us about this fantastic thing?
Yeah, sure. So this book was actually a final project that I did during my study at Harvard University 2 years ago. And it was mainly driven by my concern towards the increasing cases of bullying in Indonesia, because you know, there has been a lot of cases on the news as well, and it's getting more and more concerning. So I took a class called Education and Uncertainty, where basically we talk about children who have to live under uncertain conditions, like in refugee camps, and how we can help them get the education that they deserve. And I was thinking that it also applies to a lot of Indonesian children who are victims of bullying, because they also have to live in, you know, in uncertainty. And in Indonesia, the bullying cases is very fatal, and there are a lot of casualties as well. A lot of children has lost their lives due to bullying. So I proposed to create a final project about bullying, and I wanted to create it in like a children book, because my background is also in creative writing, and I feel like I can combine my background and my interest by creating a children's book. So I crafted the book. It follows a journey of a victim of bullying. So from this person is still a victim until they finally found the colors back by meeting supportive group of friends. So I just want to sort of convey the message that bully victims can also recover, so it's not the end of the world for the people who were victims of bullying. And I feel like bringing that communication to children, to children's book, is the perfect way, because they're still learning about emotions and about communicating with other people. So I really hope that this book can also help children, you know, sort of like understand their emotions and understand what's good and what's not in terms of what people do to them.
So since it's for children, it's not a textbook, like there are pictures.
Yeah, it's a picture book.
Okay. So missing colors, the colors here refer to the feeling of the missing things. Okay. And about the book itself, it's inspired by a true story.
Yeah, the book is actually inspired by a true story. It follows a true story of a bullying victim in Indonesia who have recovered, and that's the angle that I wanted to communicate for this book, how this person recovers. And I want this book to sort of accompany victims of bullying, because I was a victim as well, and I feel like when I was a victim, I didn't see a lot of information on how to recover as a victim. There are a lot of information about the dangers of bullying. There are a lot of like preventive measures, like stop bullying, but we don't really talk a lot about the victims and what will happen to them after the case. So the story here is based on a real story of a bullying survivor who finally found the supportive group of friends that helped him recover and become his true self again after losing his colors during the school years, because he was bullied during the whole school years. Yeah.
Wow. Very inspiring. Finding the colors, that's really difficult, and it's all about the neighborhood people around you. But how come it ended up being included in the curriculum of schools or any other institutions?
Yeah. So after the class, I remember that my book was chosen to be one of the, you know, class representative after the end of the year. So we had to present our book and sort of go through the process of us making the project. And I remember my professor approached me and asked if I'm open to having the book developed as a curriculum and having it featured as an official resource for educators in Harvard's official website. It's called Harvard Reach. So it's filled with resources for educators around the world, not only in the U.S., but mostly for educators in the U.S., and they can use it for free, they can read it for free, they can use it to at school. And of course I was very happy to hear that. And we worked on it for around a year, I think. Yeah, we worked on it for around a year. It was me, my professor, and another person who was a curriculum developer. So we talk about a lot about that book and how we can turn it into a curriculum. And it's now made into a curriculum for K-3, yeah, for kindergarten to third graders, and it's focused on helping children to learn about emotions and their feelings as well as bullying, but in a more like subtle way, because it's for younger children. And I heard from my professor that the resources have been sent to a lot of schools around the U.S. because of my professor's like teacher network, and I heard that it's being used in quite a lot of schools, a lot of preschool as well, in the U.S. and also in Indonesia. Actually, I have received messages from some teachers and also some university students who are using it for their education project.
Wow, okay. And how's their feedback, both teachers and students?
So far, I've received very positive feedback, and it made me really happy to hear that, because they feel like it's a very easy way to communicate about bullying without even using the word bullying itself.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, just sort of see how it impacts the person.
And approaching children also, it's another thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's the first word then crossing to your mind when it's included in the USA's curriculum?
Ooh. Unbelievable. I still couldn't believe it until now, actually, that it's being used in a lot of schools. It's very, I'm very honored that it's being used. And but you know, sometimes I still don't believe that. Yeah.
But is available for public as well?
Yeah, it's available for public. Everyone can download the book. Everyone can read the book and also download the curriculum if they want to apply it to their teaching. It's available in Harvard Reach website, REACH.
Harvard Reach website. Okay, make sure to go there, listeners, and see how inspiring it is. And what about the production process, like the illustration, because you said it's a picture book?
Yeah, for the process, I worked with a friend who's an illustrator. She's very experienced in illustrating children's book, and during the process, we had a lot of discussion on how to convey the message without putting too much text, because it's for children, so there should not be a lot of text in the page. But how can I convey the emotions without having to put too much details, because again, this is for children? And we sort of brainstormed and came up with the idea of colors, because when we talk about emotions, when you talk about feelings, we usually use colors to explain, like, I'm feeling blue when you're saying you're feeling sad, and when we see the color yellow, we feel happy. So we sort of want to create the idea or like the illustration behind that based on how we usually explain emotions, that is through colors.
Okay, through colors for children, very right choice then. And talking about education, especially here in Indonesia, as we know that under the new administration of President Prabowo and Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka, we now have like divided ministries, not only Ministry of Education and Culture. Now we have Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Science and Technology. So what do you think about Indonesian's education, and what ideas that would you like to do to deliver to develop Indonesian education more?
I think in terms of Indonesian education, I feel like we still need to put more focus on making sure that the children feel safe at school. So yeah, maybe that's also the reason why I care so much about bullying, because when a child doesn't feel safe at school, this child cannot learn, no matter how much time this children spend to learn. They still couldn't understand it, because they're not feeling safe, and they always have to be in a fight or flight mode, so they're kind of like always have to be well aware of their surroundings. I think that's a very fundamental thing that we need to focus on, and I think that's also the responsibility of all of us as as a community where these children grow up in. So as a community, we also need to help these children to realize that they deserve to feel safe, especially in places where they're going to be learning. And a lot of bullying cases are still, a lot of bullying are still happening now, because a lot of us still normalize bullying, because we feel like, oh yeah, that's not bullying, that's just, you know, building your mentality, or maybe helping you to be tougher in the future, because a lot of the community are still thinking that way. Then I don't think we can achieve a safe learning space for children if we don't change our mindset. So it's up to all of us, actually.
Okay, so many things consider to realize, yeah, not only in academic way, but yeah, like you said, in terms of how we provide safe space. Very big task for the government and all of us. But what about the next project that you're thinking of to do?
For my next project, the closest one that I have, I'm going to be releasing another book about bullying in the next month, hopefully. And it's targeted more into, because like my previous book is for children and this upcoming book is targeted for teenagers and young adults. So it's sort of like to build awareness around us about bullying that's happening, giving like facts and also stories and perspectives from the point of views of the victims and also the bullies. So we sort of can see the phenomenon in 360 to understand why it's happening and how we can help to prevent and to end the tradition of bullying that's still happening in a lot of schools in Indonesia. That's my personal project, and I'm very excited. I hope it can go smoothly and will be released around next month.
Looking forward to it. And what would you like to say to our listeners and viewers about education, both education in Indonesia and the world?
I think in terms of education, we need to see education as a responsibility not only for the children who are learning, but also for all of us, because a lot of children are learning also outside of school. So it's not just about what's in the curriculum, it's also about what the children are learning from their parents, from their surroundings, from the people around them, from the media, from the influencers, from what they see on the internet. And I think we all have the responsibility to create a safe and a world where the children can learn, can explore without the feeling of being judged and the feeling of, superiority.
Okay, Waita Tiri, thank you so much for sharing your insights about education, because it's not merely learning books in class, listening to the teachers, beyond that, so much more than that. Hope you can always bring vibrant colors to the education field in Indonesia and the world. Thank you so much. Looking forward for the project.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a good day.
Well, listeners, that's today's VOI talk, from writing to blessing, with Waita Tiri, Indonesian writer and head of marketing SmartTech Indonesia, the graduate of master degree from Harvard University, whose book The Missing Colors is included in the curriculum of schools in the United States of America. Stay tuned for more insightful, inspiring talks on VOI Talks from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Hanya dengan sepatah kata, kau buatku larut dalam cinta. Buat hati menutup mata, hingga tak melihat kau buaya. Buatku mudah percaya, walau ternyata berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini, tak mau ku dibodohi begini.
Jelas sudah, diriku kau dekati.
Namun bukan cinta. Yeah.
Decepticon. Yeah, but I can transform and be like my every mom. Get you right every day, cause girl, you're my only one. And when I'm wrong, yeah, you can be my only one. Yeah, Mr. Jack, you girl, I'm Donkey Kong. I'm a still unborn, just because of break it down. You're the one that I belong to. Let me love you, hey.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Daling Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Daling. Alok Daling itself is a term for traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Daling Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Juliana.
Shortly. Stay tuned with us for
Voice of Indonesia. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Stella Crispi, supports the steps in conducting interdisciplinary research on technology to support the health of the elderly. The Deputy Minister highlighted the importance of lifestyle choices for the elderly in supporting their health. This research is very much related to her personal research, he noted in a statement on Friday. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, called on regional governments to use an ecological approach as the main foundation of development planning. This approach is aimed at preventing development from becoming a cause of disasters, he told the press after the 2025 National Coordination Meeting on Disaster Handling in Jakarta on Thursday. The minister ensured the central government has committed to integrating an ecological approach into mainstream decision-making. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
We'll be right back.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Leodra. Leodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Leodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Leodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Leodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So in Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Leodra to cover it because Leodra's voice character fits the song. This love theme song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Leodra and Yofi Widianto.